second group of semifinals. A sophomore at the University of Minnesota from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, Nabeer Sarma. A sophomore at the University of Mississippi from Perryville, Missouri, London Loren. And a junior at Hendricks College from Conway, Arkansas, Joe Copen. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Carnegie. I was standing backstage a few moments ago watching these three, Nabeer, London, and Joe, get ready for this second semifinal match. And they're loosey-goosey. They're here having a lot of fun. They're not letting the pressure of the moment get to them. And that's good. So good luck. Let's go to work. Here come the categories. We start off with congratulations, graduates. Well, for the seniors. We're going to give you the book chapters. You identify the book those chapters come from. We'll deal with potpourri, colorful terminology, math terms, and you're going to love this one. Famous Canadians, eh? Joe, go.
Book chapters for 600.
Tom shows his generosity. Aunt Polly weakens. Joe?
What is the Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
You're right.
Book chapters for 8.
Huts on the Beach, Castle Rock. Nabeer?
What is Lord of the Flies?
Yes.
Math terms 1,000.
Vector calculus involves two or more of these changeable quantities, either dependent or independent. Joe.
What are variables?
That's it.
Math terms 8.
It's the bottom edge of a geometric figure, or a number that is raised to a power. Joe.
What is the base?
Yeah.
Math for 6.
To indicate a factorial for a given integer, you put this punctuation mark after it. Nabeer.
What is an exclamation mark?
Yes.
Colorful terminology 1,000.
More verdant paddocks, or something more promising, like a new job. London?
What are greener pastures?
Yes, you're on the board now.
Colorful 800.
A drawing made in designing a building, or any plan, as in one for success. Joe.
What is a blueprint?
Good.
Colorful for 6.
Not a full, but a partial loss of electrical power. Nabeer.
What is a gray out?
Nope. It's known as a brown out. Partial loss. Back to Joe.
Famous Canadians for 8.
This Canadian star of La La Land has written letters to KFC and McDonald's on behalf of PETA. Joe.
Who is Emma Stone?
Nope. Nabeer.
Who is Ryan Gosling?
Correct.
Math terms 400.
Here's Sarah.
A congruent number is a positive integer that can be the area of a rational right triangle. In the case of a right triangle with the measurements of 3, 4, and 5, this is the congruent number.
Nabeer?
What is 6?
Yes.
Potpourri 1000?
President Carter's executive orders 12127 and 12148 set up this agency that's ready for disaster. Nabeer?
What is FEMA?
FEMA is correct.
Potpourri 8.
The female of this animal, named for an Australian island, gives birth to 20 to 40 joeys, but only 4 survive. Joe.
What is a wallaby?
No. Nabeer?
What is a Tasmanian devil?
You got it.
Potpourri 6.
This tiny 4-letter green plant covers forest floors. What's called this on the north side of trees is often actually algae. Nabeer.
What is moss?
Yes.
Book chapters 1,000.
Answer. Daily double. All right, and you have the lead.
All in?
Okay. All right. I love the move. Mowgli's brothers.
What is the Jungle Book?
You got it. And you double your score to 8,800. Pick again.
Famous Canadians 2.
MJFF stands for this Canadian Actors Foundation, which raises money to find a cure for Parkinson's disease. Joe?
Who is Michael J. Fox?
That is right, and that takes you to 1,800, takes us into our first commercial break. We'll come back.
The Jeopardy College Championship is presented by LendingTree. Shop and compare loans, credit cards, insurance, and more.
This guy started LendingTree over 20 years ago.
To help people save money.
Who likes saving? Everyone. With the LendingTree app, you can shop and compare all kinds of loans and credit cards. Download the app now to see how much you could be saving.
Nabeer Sarma is a sophomore at the University of Minnesota. Nabeer, tell me, how does caffeine keep people awake? Because you did a project on that subject.
Yeah, so the way caffeine makes you awake is it blocks these receptors in your brain. And in a project that I did last semester, we tried to find what is the best way to consume caffeine to keep you awake for the longest period of time. Should you have an IV dose steadily throughout the day, or maybe half a cup of coffee now, half a cup later?
And what is the solution?
The solution is to just drink as much caffeine as quickly as possible. So for those of you at home who do drink caffeine, I personally don't. That's the mathematically sound way to do it.
Okay, good. London Lawrence from Perryville, Missouri, sophomore at the University of Mississippi, doing a study abroad this fall and in an exotic sounding place.
I am. I'll be studying abroad in Morocco this fall. So as we talked about last time, I'm an Arabic major. And so I'll be studying abroad for, you know, one semester in Morocco.
Now, are there other students from the University of Mississippi who are going to be there also? Or are you on your
own? Not that I know of. I think it's just me for now. I haven't told my dad that yet. So.
Wait, you haven't told your dad?
Well, he'll figure it out when this airs. So.
Okay. I'm a dad also, and you'd have trouble talking to me about that. Joe Coker, Jr. at Hendricks College. He's from Conway, Arkansas. A musician. How many instruments do you play?
I play 7 instruments.
Hello. Your favorite instrument of all?
Oh, gosh. My favorite instrument to play is probably the guitar, although the most recent one I've learned is the fiddle. And I think that once I get better at it, it'll probably be my favorite. I love the fiddle.
Sounds like a country music star in the making right here.
I love bluegrass and country, and that's the inspiration for a lot of the music, the instruments I picked.
Well, God bless you for that. Here we go. All right. Now, you're still in command of the board, so take a look and make a selection for us, Joe.
Book chapters 400.
Baskerville Hall, first report of Dr. Watson. Nabeer.
What is the Hound of the Baskervilles?
That's it.
Potpourri 4.
At the Grammys from the Staples Center in 2020, Alicia Keys said, "We are heartbroken in the house that this Laker built." Joe.
It was Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Book chapters 2.
The journey from platform 9 3/4. The Sorting Hat. Nabeer.
What is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Correct.
Congratulations, 1,000.
Now go back and get a graduate degree in this at Boston U. 700 level courses in it are human origins and food, culture, and society. Joe.
What is anthropology?
That's it.
Graduates, 8.
Perhaps you might volunteer to aid developing countries as part of this U.S. government program established in 1961. London.
What is the Peace Corps?
Yes.
Graduates, 600.
Via hologram, your commencement speaker will be this Greek philosopher, famed for his speech before being sentenced to death. Nabeer.
Who is Aristotle?
No. London.
Who is Sophocles?
No. Joe.
Who is Socrates?
Socrates, yes.
Graduates, 4.
We got you this bird as a pet. It's 300 pounds, has 2 toes per foot, and runs 40 miles per hour. But relax, it can't fly. And it'll love your studio apartment. Joe?
What is an ostrich?
Yep.
Graduates, 2.
Now to deal with that $200,000 in student loans. Here's a ticket from this lottery held across 45 states. Good luck. London.
What is Powerball?
Powerball is right.
Potpourri, 200.
Batman, the ride at Six Flags Great America, was the world's first inverted outside looping one of these rides. Joe.
What's a roller coaster?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Math for 2.
It's the term for a cord that goes through the center of a circle. Joe.
What's a diameter?
Good.
Terminology 4.
When one of these is raised, it's a warning of danger. London.
What is a red flag?
Yes.
Terminology 200.
One who does this threatens to reveal damaging information if not paid to keep quiet. Joe.
What is blackmail?
Correct.
Canadians, 1,000.
He was just 18 and really Sid the Kid in 2005-2006 when he racked up 102 points for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Nabeer.
Who's Crosby?
Sidney Crosby, yes.
Famous Canadians, 4.
After his mom posted videos of him on YouTube, Usher signed him to a record deal, and he became a global pop icon as a teen. London.
It was Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Canadian 600.
This star of John Wick bought Harley-Davidson motorcycles for the stunt crew he worked with on The Matrix Reloaded. Joe.
It was Keanu Reeves.
Yes. That's the end of the Jeopardy round with you at 5,400. London at 2,200 is the one going first in Double Jeopardy. Right after these messages. Navir has $9,800 and the lead, but with all the cash available in Double Jeopardy, that's not an insurmountable lead. London, you get to pick first. Here are the categories. Garden spots, second, from the Latin. You'll deal with history, 101. Classical music, and finally, fantastical substances. Where do we start?
History 101, 2000.
A 1,225 copy of this document is one of the few to still have its great seal, the seal of Henry III, King John's son. Joe.
What is the Magna Carta?
Correct.
History 16.
A pedestal honoring Agrippa, victor in the 31 BC naval battle of Actium, is on this Athenian hilltop. Joe.
What is the Acropolis?
Correct.
History for 12.
The Midwest region of the Great Plains, known by this two-word nickname, had 1930 soil blizzards that blocked the sun. Joe.
What is the Dust Bowl?
Yes.
Classical music, 2000.
Don't turn up the volume in the third movement of Beethoven's Fifth. Ludwig does that for you with this gradual musical move. Nabir.
What is a crescendo?
Yes.
Classical music, 16.
Asturias by Isaac Albéniz is a piece in the style of this Spanish gypsy dance music. London.
What is flamenco?
Correct.
Classical music, 12.
Virtuoso Nigel North is primarily known for playing this instrument, which looks like a pear-shaped guitar. Joe?
What is a zither?
Nope. London.
What is a lute?
Lute is right.
Fantastical Substances, 2000.
The Core and Avatar both use this term for their impossible material. Nabir.
What is unobtainium?
Yes.
Fantastical 16.
Marvel movie metals. Wolverine's claws are adamantium, and Captain America's shield is made of this Wakandan metal. Joe.
What is vibranium?
Yes.
Substances 12.
The mythical silvery metal called mithril was created by this author. Joe?
Who is J.R.R. Tolkien?
Correct.
Latin for 2.
In Latin, it means let it be done. In English, it's an arbitrary ruling. In Italy, it's a car. And the word that applies to all three is fiat. Back to you, Joe.
Latin for 16.
Five-letter word for one who follows the rituals of a polytheistic religion, or perhaps no religion at all. Nabir?
What is helot?
No. What is pagan? Back to you, Joe.
Garden spots for 2000.
Check out the water lilies in Monet's garden in this French town that, like garden, starts with a G. Nabir?
What is Giverny?
Yes.
Second, 2000.
Answer. You're in the lead still.
I will wager 3,000.
Three it is. Here is your clue. Second U.S. president to be impeached.
Who is Bill Clinton?
You're right. Pick again.
From the Latin, 1,200.
Some animals are described as this, from the Latin for of the night. London.
What is nocturnal?
That's it.
Second for 16.
Second bird mentioned in the 12 days of Christmas. Joe?
What is a turtle dove?
Yeah.
Second for 12.
Part of Dante's Divine Comedy. Nabir.
What is Purgatorio?
Yes.
History 8.
The first ex-president to serve as a representative. He had a stroke at his desk on the House floor in 1848 and died 2 days later in the Speaker's room. And that former president was John Quincy Adams. Nabir, back to you.
Classical music, 8.
Thinking there weren't enough solo pieces for violin, Fritz Kreisler did this and attributed them to nobodies like Pugnani. Joe?
What is used as pseudonym?
No. What is he composed them himself? Okay. Back to you, Nabir.
Fantastical Substances, 8.
In a 1976 Clive Cussler book, Dirk Pitt attempts to raise this doomed liner to get the rare element byzantium. Tried to raise the Titanic.
All right.
Back to you, Nabir.
Garden spot 16.
Answer, daily double. And at the moment, you're enjoying a comfortable lead.
I will wager 1,600.
1,600 only. All right, here is the clue. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, possibly near Hilla, in what is now this country.
What is Iraq?
Iraq is right. And you're at 20,000.
Garden spots 12.
Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden in this two-word Florida city. Also home to the University of Miami. And the two-word Florida city, Coral Gables. Back to you, Nabir.
From the Latin, 8.
In the words antebellum and antediluvian, ante means this. Nabir.
What is before?
That's right.
Classical music, 4.
The tradition of standing for this Messiah chorus has outlasted the one of standing for the dead march in Saul. London.
What is the Hallelujah chorus?
You're right.
Second for 800.
Second by release date in Star Wars movies. Nabir?
What is The Empire Strikes Back?
Yes.
Garden spots 8.
The Royal Botanic Gardens at Kew in this capital. London? You should have rung in and said, what is London? We have less than a minute to go. Nabir?
Latin 4.
From the Latin for elsewhere, it's proof that you were elsewhere when a crime was committed. London.
What is an alibi?
That's right.
Second for 400.
Second in the Greek alphabet. Nabir.
What is beta?
Yeah.
History, 4.
In 1919, France recovered Alsace-Lorraine from Germany in the Treaty of this. Nabir.
What is Versailles?
Yes.
Substances, 4.
Digging up redstone can help power all sorts of projects in this video game that also features creepers. Joe.
What is Minecraft?
Correct. Now the last clue. This country's gardens of Keukenhof, which are, of course, full of tulips. Joe.
What is the Netherlands?
Netherlands is right. And with that, you wind up at 13,400. It looked like Nabir was going to turn this into a game in which he couldn't be caught, but that is not the case. It's anyone's in final. You're dealing with this subject, country names. So anyone has a shot. We'll find out who prevails when we come back.
Lending Tree presents the College Championship.
Still anyone's game to win as the three players deal with country names. Here's your clue. The cartographic feature from which this country gets its name passes near the town of Guayabamba. 30 seconds. Good luck. London, you were on this like a shot. I bet you came up with the correct response. You wrote down what is Ecuador. We're talking about the equator. That's the cartographic feature. You're right. What'll you do to your score? You'll double it. You can move up to 14,000. Let's go to Joe Cocker. He had 13,400, and he wrote down Argentina, the wrong country, and that'll cost him 13,400. That's all right. You're going home with $10,000. Now we go to Nabir. He was leading, played brilliantly. Did he come up with a correct response? Yep, he did. And what did he risk? It doesn't matter, really. 4,401. He's a finalist. He's coming back in 2 days. He's going to play for $100,000. He's going to enjoy that. We'll say goodbye until tomorrow, the last of our semifinals. Join us then.
The Jeopardy! College Championship is presented by LendingTree. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by MasterClass. Subscribe to greatness at masterclass.com.
She She's my pet. She's my baby. I'm going to feed her healthy food just like I feed myself healthy human foods. Eliza's family. So I feed her Blue.